Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, What Love Does. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Where were you holding? Yeah, keep holding it too. Put up Hebrews 1 and 9. Notice this. Hebrews 1 and 9 shows Jesus being the example of what he's just told us to be. He said, if you'll do what I tell you to, you'll abide in the Father's love, and my joy will be in you, and your joy will be full. Do you believe he practiced what he's telling us to do? Did he love the Father? In fact, yeah, that's the scripture I didn't read to you in John. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That he said that the world may know, this is the end of John 14, that the world may know that I love the Father. Let's go. He was headed to the scourging post and to the cross to demonstrate, to show everybody, I love the Father. How do we know he loves him? He will do what the Father tells him to do. You remember when he prayed in the garden, said, Father, anything's possible with you. You can do anything. And if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. What? Nevertheless, I will do what you tell me to do. Why? Because I love you. The Father loved him like that. He's loved us like that. And we owe it to each other to love each other like that. Don't you agree? And he said, you, talking about Jesus, you've loved, what did he love? Righteousness? Well, that's God and his right ways of doing things. And you've hated iniquity. And as a result, what? So the devil will try to tell you that if you love God with all of your heart and you don't do what he tells you not to do, then your sinning days are over and your fun is over. And you may be a holy, sanctified, committed Christian, but you'll be a grouchy, old, no fun, no party person. Nothing could be further from the truth. He was anointed with the oil of gladness above all his companions, everybody that was around him. That's why kids loved him. Because he was a continuous party.
Praise God.
He was joy. Joy on sandals. He was. When he came in, it's bad that religion has portrayed this picture. A lot of the pictures and the statues you see, this long, gaunt, drawn face and sorrow and pain. He did experience in our place at the cross, not for his whole life. And how many know he's not on the cross tonight? And he's not in the tomb tonight? And he's not sad? And he's not down? He took it all. He paid the price. He has joy. Hallelujah. And he gave us this joy to those that love him enough to follow him fully, that our joy might be full. None of this looking back. Long and just, because I don't love that more than I love this. I got both hands on the plow. Let's do this thing. Let's go all the way. There's nothing better. John 21 now. John 21. Jesus has been raised from the dead in this chapter, and he's shown himself to his disciples. And down about verse 15, when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, what did he ask him? Do you know he is the same yesterday, today, and forever? So if he asked that question then, he'd ask it now. If he asked it of Peter, he'd ask it of us. He said, Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me what? What? Not just do you love me, do you love me what?
More.
more than these. Why would he say that? Well, we've already talked about this in Matthew 26 and 33. Matthew 26, 33, when Jesus told him he was going away, and Peter answered him and said, though all men shall be offended because of you, yet will I never be offended. The Today's English Version says, Peter spoke up and said, I will never leave you, even though all the rest do. Well, who's all the rest? That's the rest of the 12.
Right.
That's everybody around there. What's he proclaiming? Nobody loves you like I do.
Right.
Nobody. And everybody else may leave you, but I never will. So now, on the other side of this, Jesus looks at him and says, Peter, you love me more than all these? What does he say? How many think it's a different tone?
No.
This time. Now let's stop here. I believe Peter's a good man. I'm looking forward to meeting him. Great man. One of the pillars in the church that helped lay the foundation of the church. We should greatly love him and respect him. And I believe when he told Jesus, I will die with you, I believe he meant it with every fiber of his being. And when it all started coming down, you know what he did? Big old lumbering fisherman whips out his blade. How many know a fisherman fighting trained soldiers? What do you figure is going to happen next? You about to die, right? But he figures he's going to get a couple of good ones in on his way. He planned to die with Jesus. But, oh friends, learn a lesson. Jesus said, put up your sword. Put it up. Basically, the things that have been prophesied, they got to be fulfilled. And I got to take the cup that's been given me. And he let them take him. And when that happened, all of them just, they were stupefied. They were dumbstruck. They thought, they never imagined this could happen. They've seen him walk through the midst of crowds and them trying to kill him. They've seen miracles. Never did they imagine. And here's the danger. When things don't go the way you thought they would, your faith will be tried. Your love will be tried. And when you don't understand what's going on and why, that's when people fail big tests. And he stood out there and denied that he ever knew him because of fear and because of confusion. But friend, we can learn from these things. And we can make a commitment in our hearts and minds that no matter what happens, we know the correct response. There'll be a lot of things you don't understand. There'll be things happen you don't know why. There'll be things happen you were sure they weren't going to go that way. And they did go that way. Things happen you never imagined could happen. Lots going on down here. But in the midst of the worst situations, let me tell you how to get through. You look up through your darkness. You look up through your ignorance. You look up through your tears. You look up through the symptoms and problems and you say, I don't know why, but I know this. I love you.
Right.
And I'm going nowhere.
That's right.
In life, in death. I love you. I believe in you. And I'm trusting in you.
Right.
And I will do whatever you say.
Right.
Oh, friend. A man or woman like that will triumph.
Hallelujah.
Will be graced. Will be helped. Will come out. What the devil will try to do is lie to you and say, if God was real, if God cared about you, look what happened. Where is he now? You prayed. You did this. Where is he now? He don't care about you or this wouldn't happen. It's not just about technicalities. It's about getting you to doubt his love for you. And if you do, the only thing you prove is your lack of love for him. How many made up your mind you want to be one of God's go-to guys? You know you don't know everything. You know you don't have all the answers. And God might be able to find smarter, faster, prettier ones. But He's not going to find anybody that loves Him anymore. Come on, are y'all listening or not? And the eyes of the Lord are searching to and fro throughout the whole earth. What's He looking for? Not the smartest ones. Huh? Somebody whose heart is perfect. That means wholehearted, complete toward Him. You love Him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. Not because somebody told you to. It's your choice. And what did He say here? Peter, do you love Me more than these? Peter said, Lord, You know. You know I love You. So what did Jesus say? Here's your chance to prove it. Man, this is good news. I said, this is good news. Remember, Peter has denied the Lord. He's cried out there and his heart's broke. And you might think, well, boy, He's done with you. You got no place in this anymore. You're the one who said you didn't even know Him. Jesus looks at him and says, Peter, do you love Me more than all these? He said, Lord, I used to think I knew. I'm going to say You know. You know exactly if I do and if I don't, and how far I do, how far I don't. Thank God for the mercy and kindness of Jesus. He says, here's you an opportunity, bud, to demonstrate it. He knew his heart. He knew what he meant to do, failed to do. Feed My lambs. Why? If you love Him, you love what He loves. And there's nothing He loves more than His kids. His lambs, His sheep. He said, you love Me, Peter. He said it to him again and again. What did he keep on saying? Feed My sheep, boy. Do what I'm telling you. I believe Peter did it. Don't you? Man, he hit the Acts 2. Preaching like a house of fire, didn't he? Thousands getting saved. I believe for the next years and decades, as long as he had breath, he meant he's going to show the Lord that he does love Him by taking care of his kids, taking care of his lambs, feeding his sheep. And aren't you glad you and I still could have some time? Even if we've come short some way in the past, we're still breathing. God's still on the throne. We could have days, we could have months, we could have years to demonstrate this love. Oh, thank You, Master. Thank You, Master. Thank You, Master.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, What Love Does, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.